If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you were looking for a wonderful place to dine in between Lincoln and Omaha, where would you go? Where would you go?
I'm trying to think.
Maybe so, somewhere on Highway 6, possibly?
I'd want to go east. Thought. I always want to go east. If I tell us, what kind of meal you want to go? I'll go east. I go east.
And what do you like to eat?
Philman's.
Philman's. Rulman's Steakhouse.
Philman's.
Just off Highway 6 in Ashland. Yes, they've got a wonderful variety of steak options. You've had the walleye, Chilean sea basses there. They got scallops, salmon.
I mean, parking's incredible.
Their desserts are wonderful. Their beer selection is great too, and wine and alcohol. And bourbon,
it's the only place in the state that I would drive just for the dessert. It's the only place. Ooh. Just say, name one place you would drive for a dessert. There's only one spot, and that's it. And it's the skillet cookie.
Okay, that's what you're talking about.
The skillet cookie. That's the only place that I would drive. Someone said, you want to get a dessert? You want to drive for it? Everyone would be like, I'm not driving anywhere for dessert except for Ruhlman's.
And what is it? What do they do?
It's a giant chocolate chip cookie with wedged into it little mini peanut butter cups. Ooh. And then there's like some drizzle on it and then ice cream. God. And it is, it's worth driving for.
And it's for more than one person.
Yeah, if you ate it yourself, it'd be, if you went with a meal and then finished it off with a skillet cookie by yourself.
And what?
I'd probably be in the ER. I'd be in the ER. It'd be.
Could you make it home?
It'd be hard. It'd be very difficult getting home. So
skillet cookie.
And it's a variety, because you could go fancy, get beef tartare as an appetizer, or you could get chicken strips. You got both things.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to go full fancy on your meal if you want to go
chicken strips.
Yeah, chicken tenders. They've got smash burgers as well.
Ooh.
At Ruhlman's.
Dry aged meats.
Dry aged Keneally Angus beef.
Dry aged meats. Keneally, Terry.
Lamb sirloin.
Hand delivers the meat.
Lamb sirloin picana as well.
What are smash burgers?
It's a hamburger.
You smash them down. That's about it. It's just a hamburger.
Smash burger. Yeah. Just a fancy name for it.
Yeah,
they're very good.
It's just a hamburger.
Yes.
Yes, that's all it is. Yes.
Get there today for lunch or dinner. Ruhlman's Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Portal activity update. We'll get to Nico in a second. But
things are happening, guys.
There was a big name that entered the portal yesterday. That'd be Cal running back Jaden Ott. Mm. Just shy of 4,000 career yards rushing at Cal.
Pac-12 2 years ago, I believe.
Not sure where he's headed, but we'll have a lot of big-time suitors for sure for his services. Jaden Ott, the running back. Beyond that, it wasn't a huge day of major players. I saw Penn State lineman J.B. Nelson, who started 8 games in 2 seasons in the portal. Not a huge name there, but of course the big story continues to be Nico Iamaleva, the quarterback from Tennessee, who's in the portal. We don't know where he's going yet. No news on who's going to Tennessee. The rumor you heard a lot was, I mean, it's not from him, but there people are saying watch out for maybe Sam Levitt if they pursue him. If there's possible interest in pursuing him. It's all about him leaving Arizona State. But that's a hot name that people like is potentially to take over for Nico. But no news on
Think
where
about
Nico's
this
going
now.
Yet.
Also, Levitt has said nothing like, hey, it's people now just saying, okay, what's out there? You heard Avery Johnson, K-State. You heard, I think it just randomly you start throwing out, well, who's a good quarterback that would maybe rather be the quarterback at Tennessee? And so very interesting, the time frame and with what's going on is very interesting. Can you imagine what Levitt would cost?
He'd be expensive. He had a great season last year.
He had a great season. He looked really good.
Now, it does appear that North Carolina is out on Nico. There's rumors that he might go there. They're going after somebody else, it appears, as a quarterback. So I don't.
They got a guy from South Alabama.
Yes. Yeah, his name is Gio Lopez. It looks.
Had quite a year. His numbers are really good.
It still is a lot of smoke on UCLA for Nico. That definitely in the mix. He's from Long Beach, by the way. Long Beach, California. Tulane apparently is in the mix. Hello.
Now, Tulane's been good recently, but still, think about him going to Tulane. Do you get anywhere near the NIL at Tulane or you get at Tennessee?
I don't know that, Bill. I don't know, Jake. I don't. What is Tulane's issue? I don't know what they have.
I would be shocked. I just couldn't imagine being the starting quarterback at Tennessee and also now the starting quarterback. I choose to opt out to go to Tulane.
Yeah.
I mean, and Tulane's a great place. But
they're playing well the last couple of years.
It's 30,000 people. And
yeah,
it's
very different.
It's bizarro world is what it is.
Sources have told On Three
that
USC and Notre Dame will not be pursuing Nico.
Doesn't it immediately hit? I mean, right now, let's say fan base, text in. What's the number, Steve?
464-5685.
What is my initial take on most of everyone's like they're on Team Tennessee on the way it was handled.
Yeah.
Tennessee, they're on Team Tennessee.
And
there,
I agree.
There is the case of like, hey,
100.
He's going by the rules, get what you could get. There's some of that. I get that. But it's in the 90 percentile. So everyone going like, Heupel crushed it. Tennessee crushed it. Okay, boom. So now if you're going to bring him in right away, your fan base is kind of like, are we bringing the right guy in? Because here's what's coming out. That he no-showed all of his appearances. Not all of them, but a high number of his appearances. Just didn't show. Didn't go to his NIL agreements. Hmm. Didn't do these things.
Really?
There's a lot of things. So
and that he was asking for money. Like a lot of players were asking for money before the playoff.
Before the playoff. Asked for extra money. Hey, we're playing an extra game, so I want extra.
Right. Just love that.
Yeah,
love
I want that. Extra money. So just think about the fan base that he comes into. Are they immediately just going crazy?
I'm trying to think how that
Or is it just, it's kind of like, hang on here now. This guy just left his team.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The day before the spring game, no shows practice, was no showing events.
Here's my question to you, Bill. Isn't it largely dependent on your situation at quarterback?
It would be. Yeah. It would be.
We point out he's not elite, though. He's good. He's a good quarterback. He's not by any means elite.
I can't say it.
And I know it was against a good team, but it was 14 for 31 against Ohio State for 107 yards.
Ran for 14. 40. I think he ran for 46.
Seven. And that was all when the game was over.
It was. I
watched the game. It was never a game. It was over. Imagine getting on the plane going, hey, real quick, as you get on the plane like that, hey, check back there with all the guys. Are they playing or not playing? Are they good? Are they good?
Yeah, No, you're right. He came out of this looking bad. And I did, per your instructions, watch Heupel's news conference after the spring game. Yeah. And he was pleasant. And he handled it incredibly well with a smile.
Yeah. Graduate school. Yeah. It was a graduate school. It would be like, if you're the AD, you're just like, you're just slow clapping while he's talking. You're like going, I'm glad that's our guy.
Yeah. And you realize why he's a head coach. I mean, cause that's extraordinary leadership and he's calm. Yeah.
I was listening to Dari Noka. He's Oklahoma.
Fabulous. Yes.
Out of OU.
He used to work here.
Did he?
Channel 8.
He did.
I had no idea.
Yeah, years ago.
100.
Really? So he just talked about all of his time of interviewing Heupel as a quarterback and as the OC.
Yeah.
And every time he goes, I've never had a bad moment with the guy.
Yeah. He must be a good dude.
Yeah, must be. From South Dakota.
Yeah, he must just be a... I mean, there's a reason he's the head coach at Tennessee, yeah. Right?
I mean, he took over. I mean, he took over a rough spot.
Uh-huh.
And now the power T is yeah, doing pretty well.
Yeah, and like you said, he said, there's nothing, no one's bigger than the power T, including himself.
What a great rhyme. No one bigger than the power T, including me. Right. It's like a headline. It's like
if Nico ends up somehow at a place like Tulane.
Okay.
I mean, Bill, we're going to talk about this story for years, for decades, because this is a guy that really had it all. He had everything he needed at Tennessee. He was making $2.6 million?
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough for you?
That's what I heard Vershawn.
And you're not a Heisman Trophy guy?
I heard Vershawn saying that yesterday. That part of the conversation, you almost skip over, but it's worth mentioning. Really, that wasn't enough. $8 million wasn't enough for you.
What do you need? Yeah. You're
that
in college.
That wasn't enough. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And can you imagine, like I said, Leavitt played ridiculous. Mm-hmm. If he would have gotten the portal, he would get more than what he was getting at Arizona State.
Yeah.
He would have got more. And he's like, I'm good. Coming back to Arizona State.
I don't. Okay. Now, then we have to be fair to Nico, too. If he's assessing the market, if he thinks that he's being shortchanged in the context of the market, okay, I guess I understand that to a certain extent. But
he's not getting shortchanged within the market. The only thing that he's doing correctly is he's playing within the rules, that there are no rules. Mm-hmm. And so he's not doing anything. You can just say, because he's not going to do, there's going to be zero we need to apply for a waiver to the NCAA. There's no waiver.
No.
There's no nothing. He can up and leave whenever he wants to leave. He can be in the portal. He can go. He can be in June 1. He can be out of campus, working out, and able to go because there are no rules.
He needs to be strong mentally because people are going to be watching for him to fail.
Yes.
Oh, and right now people have said
it. Rooting for him to fail.
People have said it on.
He's got to be strong.
On air and people that I have huge respect for. They're like, you know what? As bad as this is, I'm not hoping him great success.
Ooh.
I'm not hoping him great success.
This is a bad look all the way around for him.
It's not him necessarily. It's his people. That's the problem.
Well,
he can't put on his people. I disagree
with that. I think in the end, it's that all of a sudden, he could have just went to practice on Friday.
Yeah,
he could have just went to practice on Friday. He's not. He's making $2.something million, and he's 20 whatever years old. He's a redshirt freshman. No, you know what he could do? He could have just gotten his car and drove over.
Tell his dad.
I'm practicing today.
Yeah, I'm just going to practice today.
I'm a football player.
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder what kept him from doing that.
I also, can you imagine
this? Bad intel.
Imagine this conspiracy theory, if there's something out there that was like, hey, we're going to pay you this. And then now they kind of go, we're not going to do that. This is not good business for us. We cannot pay you that money for how this all went down. This is really bad looking for us.
I want to defend him a little bit.
I don't think there's a defense for him right now.
I want to defend.
And it'll be a very...
It's hard now to name a team.
You named UCLA and Tulane. Yeah. And Tulane. What?
Better hope UCLA comes through.
Are you going to bring in $3 million for him?
I don't know.
To get a raise with what he wants?
They did pay $3 million for a hoops guy, though. A basketball player. I didn't know they had the money, but they paid a kid named Denton $3 million.
Think about how the quarterback from Tulane did incredible. He went to Duke. Imagine if he was available right now.
He got
now.
$4 million from Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Think if he was available right now and guess what
which is crazy.
Guess what he can do? He can go to Tennessee if he wants to.
Yeah.
He can still go. Did you hear about the Baylor basketball player?
No.
Signed for $1 million
mm-hmm.
with Baylor, re-signed with him. That BYU offered him $3 million and he goes, peace out. I'm going to BYU.
Going to BYU.
Signed.
Really?
Yeah,
BYU went with $3 million?
That's the reported numbers. Obviously he got more numbers than what he had at Baylor. He's a starting player at Baylor. And he said,
don't blame him. I don't blame him.
It's a hard one.
$3 million?
Yeah, the money's right
that's
there.
That's $2 million more. I mean,
that's good math right
those
there.
Those numbers, thank you, Steve.
Why we have him for
I mean,
math.
I don't blame
Did you get
someone.
An abacus out to do that?
I don't blame someone for that. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. That's $2 million, man.
It's a lot.
Well, you're leaving that on a table.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills next.
Things that bother
on
me.
Early Break in the Ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.